RadioSt.Pete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Birdman, now playing in area theaters.
Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, is a study in duality, the base and the high-minded. Consider the title. Birdman is an anonymous guy, dressed up as an avian superhero, fighting villainous monsters while dodging fireballs. The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance is a reference to the actor who plays Birdman, attempting to resurrect his career through the integrity and depth a Broadway play provides. During a press roundtable discussing his play, one critic blathers on about French literary theorist Roland Barthes, while another critic, who may not even speak English, only perks up when someone mentions the idea of Birdman 4. The low and the high, whether referenced through the spoken word or a character's sudden emotional shift, is a central theme in Alejandro González Iñárritu's wonderful new film, challenging conventional expectations in both scene length and today's meaning of fame in a saturated, viral media environment. Most events which could happen in Regan Thompson's, played by Michael Keaton, personal life occur simultaneously as one of the most pivotal moments in his professional life. Percolating underneath all the petty dramas and black comedy, though, is not a not-so-little voice in Regan's head, Birdman. Birdman is an unwanted superego, persistently extolling Regan on how superior he is to the commoners. He was a superhero. He could return to Hollywood anytime he wants to and resume making billion-dollar blockbusters. Why waste his time on this Broadway nonsense, which is obviously not worth his time and effort? That's what the people want, explosions and action heroes, not some has-been seeking redemption, catharsis, or whatever the reason du jour is. Grasping it always just out of reach respectability, Regan adapts, directs, and stars in a Raymond Carver play, going through previews and just about to open on Broadway. People see him as Birdman, though, including the rest of the cast, the crew, and even his daughter Sam, played by Emma Stone. They see a shallow, almost bottom-of-the-barrel philanderer attempting to use the play to energize his stale career. The sources of fame and professional respect have changed from Regan's time in the spotlight in the early 90s. Nowadays, it is all about fleeting viral videos, likes, and followers. Is Regan's play any good? It doesn't matter. The real measurement metric is whether or not it's trending. Regan draws attention from accidentally ending up in Times Square in his underwear, not from his earnest attempt to transform from movie actor to stage thespian, nor from his efforts adapting and starring in his own ego-fulfilling passion project. Keaton shares some overt similarities with Regan, none more so than the previous superhero filmography. Don't read between the lines and think Iñárritu crafted the film around Michael Keaton the man. He did not. Keaton just happens to be the reclusive actor who Iñárritu got one of the best performances of the year out of. Next to Keaton, Edward Norton shows up as master New York theater actor Mike Shiner, who represents the best and most capable actor on stage, who is also an egomaniacal, calculating scoundrel on the sidelines. Zach Galifianakis, Naomi Watts, and Andrea Riseborough round out the main cast and sink their teeth into well-written, three-dimensional roles. Iñárritu intended to film a movie in one single take. He ended up with a compromise with some very long takes, following characters from room to room, sometimes covering more than a dozen pages of rapid-fire dialogue. Shooting in the tight confines of a theater's backstage and dressing rooms, Iñárritu used Steadicam and handheld cameras to get right up in people's faces. Due to the precise filming requirements, the scenes were rehearsed down to the last detail. Iñárritu and the actors choreographed precise marks and blocking with little room for improvisation. Usually, you shoot as many takes as you want from multiple angles to stitch together a film. Not Birdman. The actors had to be minutely micromanaged. Otherwise, a 10-minute single shot would collapse. Are the long takes just a filmmaker's experiment, or is Iñárritu attempting to mimic a stage play's uninterrupted live flow? No matter his reasons, the method works, crediting both Iñárritu's courage as a director and the pacing and flow of Birdman. There is a particular scene between Regan and New York City's most influential theater critic, played by Lindsay Duncan, who threatens to write one of her most scathing reviews ever, which will shut down Regan's production within a week. The vitriol and the back-and-forth fire between the fledgling actor and the high-minded critic attempting to shield her beloved Broadway from what she considers a Hollywood virus is inspired. The scene would also work if it was filmed in a traditional manner, but Inuritu's unedited, no-jump-cutting between faces technique raises it to a higher level. From Amores Perros to Babel, Alejandro González Inuritu consistently delivers unique and different films. His films always land with a loud boom, blowing away cookie-cutter mainstream fare, wowing us with something new. Birdman's script is tight and intricate, the actors bringing it to life are on top of their game, and the result is one of the best movies of the year. My biggest problem is firmly declaring whether Birdman is very good or great. That is why I give Birdman 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Birdman is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16 and Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com.